Woohoo! Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezzi, and I'm here with my co-host, Renee Horsch.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Dr. Jorge Rodriguez.
Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
I'm home.
Lucy, I'm home. That's what I'm going to say.
He's the Cuban. He's the Cuban in the show. It's
so
okay.
Today we are going to talk about one of Renee's and I favorite subjects, plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Woo.
How do you know it's not one of mine?
Yeah.
Because I got a good job. I don't know.
Who did you? You look great. Yeah.
I have a really good friend in Beverly Hills. You've heard of him. You know Greg Mueller?
Oh, I know Craig.
Greg
yes,
is
I
a great
know
plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills.
He's very good.
I'm just saying he's a good friend.
Friend. So we're talking weird plastic surgery. You and I were talking about it when we were in Vegas. Jorge and I were talking about it when we were in Vegas. And he was saying, well, you know, we should talk about how the benefits, you know, actually affect your overall health. And but you had some strange procedures that you were talking about.
What are you talking about? Anal bleaching?
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Anal bleaching and vaginal rejuvenation.
Vaginal rejuvenation is a big deal. There is
they got to get their hoo-haws fixed
up,
right?
Is that really plastic surgery, or is that?
Well, it's like tightening it up, and
especially if a kid if a kid comes shooting out of there, I mean, you probably have to tighten all that up, right?
Kids don't really. Well, no, they do shoot out.
Did
there,
they
right?
shoot
it's
out?
Like,
I don't
sometimes
know.
It's like a watermelon.
The first time,
out of your
the first time
vagina,
I delivered
right?
a baby.
You delivered a baby, really?
Of course.
We is doctors, that like part of your doctor thing?
Yes, doctors. Before you, by the time you finish your 4 years of
you
medical
have to
school,
do that, right?
You have to rotate and do everything so that you can know what it is you like. Yeah,
really?
I didn't like delivering babies.
No, I wouldn't
think
so.
They can be broken. You can break them.
Well, we are talking plastic surgery, and of course, so I will, you know, now turn that over to the expert.
Wait, what about the anal bleaching?
Oh, the anal bleaching. Let's talk about that really quick. Yeah, I mean, that sounds painful, but can you tell us?
I don't know.
About
no,
that?
I don't know about about that. Some people like their anus to look less
I
dark.
I don't know, but your plastic surgeon friend is on the phone right now.
Oh, Rand Rusher.
Oh, he's wonderful. No, he's great.
Guys.
Hey, Rand.
Rand, you're on the phone with Renee, I'm Barbara, and Dr. Jorge Rodriguez. Thanks for calling in today.
Of course. Thanks for asking me.
Oh, yeah. So I was telling Barbara, and of course Jorge Rodriguez knows you, but I, you make everybody look great. You fix my face up, and you, what are the latest in fillers you can tell us about?
Well, I guess it's the latest thing we're doing is different things with fillers. There, new fillers are coming, but I suppose the latest is Restylane Silk and Voluma. We expect a couple new fillers by the end of this year, all in the Juvederm Voluma family.
Mm.
So they're longer lasting. They can look extremely natural. You just don't want to overdo any of them.
Did you hear that, Renee?
No, he's my guide. If I
no, Renee looks amazing. I don't know if you've had fillers or not, but
I know we're not actually sure how old Renee is.
89.
I'm 310. So no, I think it's especially for that we were talking about earlier that the women, if they get overdone, they can kind of get away with it because they're women and they can paint their faces up. But if the guys do it, it gets extra scary. I think right.
Are more men getting fillers than plastic surgery?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the number one thing that any man does surgical, I know it is liposuction.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, Botox is still the number one anything cosmetic. As we call it, it's kind of the gateway drug.
that's the beginner drug, right? That's like
you all understand that.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Amateurs.
Yeah.
Amateurs.
So, but how do you deal with patients that come in? Because the fillers, and we've all seen them, the women that just have now made themselves look bizarre. Because they just want all these fillers. How do you deal with that? Do you say no to some people?
I was going to say it's really easy. You just use that word that no one wants to hear in L.A. It's no, you don't need it. And the thing is, more people are getting – the reason I'm so busy in this town is because I've learned how to say no many years ago. So people trust me to keep them looking natural. Everyone says that now. Oh, I just want to look natural. And people who are looking at me already with giant cheeks tell me they just want to look natural, but they need more. And it's like, okay, how do I say this? I have here's recently a 58-year-old woman comes in. Now I don't want any wrinkles, but I want to look natural. There's nothing natural about no wrinkles on a 58.
Yeah. But Rand, it isn't just because you say no. Because really, he's got a sterling reputation.
No, and I have to say that because I've actually gone into your office before, and I'm like, Rand, I need you to fix this for me. And Rand will say, no, you look great. And you are the voice of reason because I think people lose perspective.
It's
and
body dysmorphia.
No,
you know,
true.
Like a lot of
it
the guys
is, yeah.
with the steroids are getting bigger and bigger.
I think the biggest thing that a woman will do in her lifetime, you know, I think for us it's a rite of passage in Newport Beach, and I'm sure it's the same as
boobs.
Beverly Hills. No, is a facelift. Hmm. I don't think boobs are as – I think boobs were more popular with my generation. Hmm. Am I wrong about that?
Well, the thing with – the biggest trend in boobs is fat.
Ah.
So it's natural. You don't have to replace it in 10 years. There's not as many complications. You know, it's that. It's fat is on the rise for augmentation of breasts and obviously butts, because if anyone watches reality TV. But the idea is you can move your swing your fat around. It's natural. It's yours. It's going to stay. Less complications. And
So I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding how do they get. Well, first of all, where do they take the fat from?
Your
and then
belly,
when they,
your butt.
And they place it in your boob. How does it stay in one shape? Wouldn't it just kind of move?
Well, no, no.
I'm thinking of it they floating do, across
do,
my chest.
Well, they do place it in that area to make it look like a boob. You're not going to have your butt on your chest. It's the idea is how you place it and the size and how the limitations are of how big of a woman you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably go up a size or so, but you're not going to go from an A to a D with fat. First of all, most people who have a size A aren't big enough to have that. I mean, usually when you're heavier, you have fat to move around to put it where you would rather have it instead of where it is. So it's in the thighs, saddlebags, as the saying goes. You know, but we've got quite a few women who have flat bottoms that want them at least a little bit fuller. I mean, now the fashion about a butt for a woman, like it was when we were growing up, you didn't want a big butt. Now, it's almost become a thing and a caricature of what a butt should look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how
yeah.
often?
See, I don't have to worry about that.
I don't.
My
you keep
ass
talking
is big
about
enough.
Your big butt. I don't see it. Well, maybe because you're sitting down. How often would they have to get injected or re-injected or the fat? How long
fat?
Does that last? Yeah. A boob,
oh,
a boob 30%
fat. Of the fat will stay forever.
Wow.
Really? So now if you're in my case, I got my boobs. I still have silicone and they were done in about 10 years ago now. So but
I can't believe how
that,
just like forthcoming you are.
Well, it's
good
no
for
big
you.
Deal. But before that, I mean, I had them done in the early 90s. So this is my second set. And now I guess it's 10 years and I have to think about what I'm going to do here again. Is it possible for somebody like me who already has silicone to then go to fat, or am I stuck with the silicone thing forever?
No, you can have those removed and replaced with fat. I mean, it's a little bit more of a procedure in a way, because once you remove that, but it also depends on if you're heavy enough and how old you are, because sometimes when you get to be that, a lot of people are removing them and then lifting them up a bit and then putting fat in. So it just depends. You know, what I tell some of these young girls who want breast implants, that they're not going to like them when they're in their 40s. When you're young and you're 24,
right,
to have a little waist and big boobs, hot.
Right.
Well, a lot of women don't realize their chest wall or their lats, they all thicken, including the
yep.
shoulders on a woman. And now you've got Grandma Gavomi instead of the young, hot
yep.
ingenue.
Hey, yeah, it's
hey,
true.
Yeah.
It is very matronly.
It's
yeah.
very
yes.
matronly. And that's what I see with our business. When the models come in for us and they're saying they want these big boobs, I'm always like, be careful. Once you hit 35, those things are
yep.
going to make you look
yeah.
like you're 60.
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just,
seriously.
They look matronly. You look like, you know, you've been nursing your whole life.
Yep. Hey, Rand, do you go to the Equinox on Sunset? Do you?
No.
Well,
no,
I do. But anyway, it is like a parade of that. You know,
really?
Yes, yes. The young girls, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're so beautiful.
Well, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, when I had mine done, you know, if I knew then what I know now, this certainly would have been a surgery I wouldn't have done. I'm at 60, I'm sorry that I did it. I am.
Really? But at that time, you thought what?
I thought it was a you know, kind of a cool thing that finally my body shape. And I mean, and I'm not to say that I had them like made big, like I look like a hooker. It's just, but she does.
I love hookers.
I had a great doctor who just made my body look in proportion.
Yeah.
And I don't have very big boobs, but it is. I'm sorry that I did it because now every 10 years I have to do something with this.
Did you ever see an episode of Designing Women where Annie Potts was going to get boobs?
No.
So she goes to the doctor and the doctor says, why don't you try these prosthetic ones on, like different sizes? Uh-huh. So every time you see her, she has bigger and bigger and bigger boobs, right? And she goes, man, these things are power. I didn't know they were power. Are they power? The bigger boobs you have, the more power you have?
No,
well,
no.
More attention you get?
No.
I had to explain to a young girl, speaking of just bigger, she came in my office, and this, I'm going back to the lips. She wanted bigger lips, and they were big enough. And it was, I had to explain to her, I said, now, do you work in business? She said, yes. I said, do you want men to take you seriously? She said, yes.
Very good
point.
You know,
I'm a gay guy, but I'm going to tell you right now.
What?
That big of lips, people are not going to want to sign the document down on your desk. Let's just put it that way.
Very well said.
Honestly just said, oh, my God. I'm like, I'm telling you, you're going to look like a porn star, not a up-and-coming lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. What is the weirdest surgery anybody's ever asked you for?
Well, since I do just injections and do all that, my surgeons that I've worked with, there's really nothing. Oh, no, that's true. Dr. Rogers just put in lat implants on the Barbie, the Ken.
Oh, the guy that's the Ken guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was at a party in Beverly Hills, and I met him.
Really?
He is so freaky looking, but he's so proud of all that surgery stuff. It's crazy.
He's the Angeline for the new millennium.
Right. Right. Yeah. Is Angeline still alive?
Yes. She was at the Pavilions the other day.
You saw her?
Absolutely.
She looks like a wax, a melted candle. She's
and you know what? And she is often like in front of the leather gay bar.
Really?
Yeah, selling T-shirts from
out of
the back of
her
trunk.
Out of her Corvette,
yes.
Yeah.
Does she still have a pink Corvette?
Absolutely.
Have you seen her, Rand?
Yes, I bought.
You bought a T-shirt?
Shirt from her at front of East West.
Oh, no way.
You got it, man. You got it. If you run into Angeline, you got to do it.
I remember her all through the 90s. It's like, I have to help.
You have to, yeah. Or she'll attack you.
Oh, my God. I see her every now and then at El Coyote, and she's like in three pairs of support hose, and she's wearing like these like mom low wedge heels. Like she no longer wears high heels anymore because
I'm sure she can't. They hurt.
And that's why we love living where we live. I'm serious.
But I do miss her billboards, you know?
Oh, she doesn't have billboards anymore.
Yeah.
No. She has a brand new vet, though.
Yes. Yeah. That's the one I saw at Pavilions. I even took a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. How old is she now?
I don't know. We'll look it up.
Google that.
Google that.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much for – do you have any more questions?
Rand, what else can you tell us? Because I just saw how amazing – wait, tell us where you're located because we want our listeners to know.
Oh,
so
my God.
And a website.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold on a minute, Rand. It says that she was born in 1958. She's only 58. I don't believe that
really?
For a minute.
She's younger than me.
No.
She looks like, no. She's got a good PR person.
Yeah, right. No, I kind of doubt that.
I do too.
Doubt that, but
plus 30.
Sometimes the internet lies.
Yeah.
I can't believe everything you read online, Torre.
Yeah. You asked me to read it. That's what I'm telling you. Okay.
So, give us your website and information.
Oh, well, you can either go on randrusher.com or rraesthetics.com. But for people who have a hard time spelling aesthetics, like most, you can go to randrusher.com, and that'll find me. We're on Wilshire in Beverly Hills. We're 9735 Wilshire, the penthouse.
Ooh.
Well, of course.
That's fancy.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, man.
And just a little fun fact, my allergist is in the same building, so you can go get your allergy shot, and then you can go upstairs to the penthouse and get your Botox squirt from Rand. So it's like a one-stop shop. It's great.
I'm at 450 North Roxbury, and that's also prestigious.
Oh, yes, it is.
You know that building, Rand.
Of course I do.
You know?
You're right around the corner.
I am, and I'm right across the street
Dr.
from a lot.
You just opened up a new office in Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
we're all in Beverly Hills. See, you can come to Mark's and get your gown and go over to Dr. Jorge and get your prostate check and then go to Rand.
I'm slumming in Newport. Sorry, guys.
No, you're not. You come up there sometimes because you know where the quality is.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, Rand, you're handsome. I'm seeing all these pictures here.
Yeah, Rand looks good. Absolutely. Yeah. Rand's easy on the eyes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, Rand, do you have any filler?
Don't answer that.
No, not much. I only have it in my temples. I tell the truth.
Yeah,
I have it in my lips, and I don't.
He's got perfect lips.
Oh, he's got. No, look at those luscious.
Yeah, they're just amazing. Yeah.
There's none in my lips, but in my, believe it or not, in temples.
Barbara just slipped out of her.
Oh my gosh!
Out of her
chair. I just saw your picture online. You're quite. They're right. He's really
handsome. So what did you put in your temples? That's a painful one, but.
Explain that to us really quick, because you know you said that hollows out, right?
Yeah,
it does. Because if you think about it, when you're young, really young, it's kind of domey, and then as you age or you hit puberty, it goes. Your body, your bones expand, and you kind of go straight up and down, and that's straight up and down until you're usually in your mid 40s or so. And people who exercise or also chew or grind, clench their teeth at night, they lose the temporal fat, and that's a really. I'm sure you've seen some really nice facelifts on some older ladies, but they still kind of look like the crypt keeper.
Oh my God! Yes. I see a lot of those.
Actually, Rand, way back in the old days, I used to have a large HIV practice, so way back. Maybe before any of you guys were really doing this, you know, I would give Sculptura. I learned how to give Sculptura, and we'd give it in the temples. And in the temples, man, that was a tough thing to do. But I don't do that anymore.
We still do that.
Yeah.
Well, this is my 20th year of doing injectables.
Wow.
Wow.
I was doing it in, the 90s.
Okay.
So I've been around.
But I would say that you do more injectables than most plastic surgeons because the doctors want to operate and you don't operate, right?
No,
so yeah,
I'm one of the busiest in the country. They tell me.
Well, wow. Good man.
Well, I look forward to meeting you, Rand.
Yeah,
I'll bring Barbara in.
We'll all have lunch.
Yeah,
fill me up.
All right, especially if our office is so close.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm not kidding. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's do it.
She's a fun redhead. You'll love her. She's great.
Oh, yeah.
Depends on the wig, but usually a redhead.
No, she's got real hair.
Yeah, today.
Well, thanks for calling in and being part
Thank you,
part
Rand.
Of our
thank you so much.
Living out loud today.
Well, thank you guys for having me. It's
Have a good day. Fun. Have a good night.
All right.
You too.
Thanks.
Well, that wraps it up. It's another edition of Living Out Loud.
Woo!
Woohoo! Thanks for listening. Tune in again.